This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the ways in which we can acquire sincerity, ikhlas, in our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah? So, dear listeners, one of the ways in which we can acquire sincerity in our servitude of Allah is to reflect upon creation. Reflecting upon creation enhances our cognition of the grandeur, the majesty, the beauty, the all-encompassing power of Allah. And as a result, we direct our deeds and our needs towards Allah with greater sincerity and purity of intention. Meaning, once you realize how powerful Allah is, once you realize how much is in His control, you realize who is the true owner, who is the true creator, then really you have a different type of sincerity and a more pure type of intention in your acts of servitude. Another one of the ways in which we can acquire sincerity is to pay attention, to take notice of the final end of the hypocrites in the hereafter. For example, we find in Safina al-Bahar, volume number 1, page 499, that these type of people, the hypocrites, will be branded khasir for the outcome of their whole lifetime will be nothing. And then it will be said to them, your deeds were invalid and thus have no corresponding rewards. Today, get your rewards from those for the sake of whose pleasure you were working. Therefore, paying attention and realizing that the hypocrites who don't have sincerity, who don't have good intentions, have an end which is a disaster. This will help us to make sure we have a better intention and more sincerity. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tahrani.
حالا بیام این روایت رو از امام صادق علیه السلام دارد غرفی بعض الکتب ان الله
امام جعفر الصادق علیه السلام in a beautiful tradition answers those people who have hope in other than Allah. He states, do you have hope in other than Allah, that is, Allah will do something so that you won't trust anyone other than Allah?
من اینجا چیکار میکنم؟ یه کاری میکنم که قطع امید دل بشه.
Do you understand? This is the mercy and blessing of Allah. Allah does not do this to show His power to His servants. No, this is His generosity. Whatever door you knock upon, I will close it for you. I will wear you out. I will do this to you many times because I know in your heart you believe in me. I want to do something so that you reject all others and only think of me. Then you will see how I remove all the obstacles on your way.
تموم دل تو بدی به من اون وقت حالا ببین چه جور کارسازی واسط میکنه.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about ways in which we can acquire sincerity in our ubudiyya. Now, one of the things that we can do is to pay attention to the attributes of Allah. Learning, reciting, and remembering the attributes of Allah, the exalted, the mighty, the wise, the great, the loving, the merciful, keeps our focus in the right direction. It detaches us from all besides Allah, and gradually elevates us. For example, examining closely the names and attributes of Allah in the dua supplication of Joshan Kabir. This can be a truly great purifying experience. Another one of the things which we can do is to pay attention to Allah's blessings. Recognizing the blessings of Allah and paying attention to them draw man towards Allah and makes his heart the sanctuary of Allah's love. We find in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter number 2, verse number 164, where the Holy Quran says, "Those who believe are stauncher in their love for Allah." And so for this reason, in Islamic supplications and litanies, the infallibles, the ma'asum, the 12 divinely appointed imam, These favors have been repeatedly mentioned and talked about by them. For instance, in the Abu Hamza Thumali supplication by the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam As-Sajjad, he enumerates the blessings one by one. He says, "O God, I was small, but you made me big. I was contemptible, but you gave me honor. I was ignorant, but you made me aware. I was hungry, but you fed me. I had no clothing, but you covered me. I was misguided, but you guided me. I was indigent, but you made me free of want. I was sick, but you healed me. I committed sin, but you concealed it." And the list is truly endless. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam also embarks on mentioning the blessings of Allah in the dua of Al-Arafah so that the love of God remains alive in his heart and all his work is purely for Allah's sake and pleasure.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muftariqin, meaning the whispered prayer of the utterly poor. Stay tuned. أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, nothing will mend my fracture but your gentleness and loving care. Free me of my poverty by your affection and beneficence. Still my fright by your security. Exalt my abasement by your sovereignty. Take me to my hope but your bounty. Remedy my lack but your graciousness. Accomplish my need other than you. Relieve my distress other than your mercy. Remove my injury other than your clemency. Cool my burning thirst but reaching you. Quench my ardor but meeting you. Damp my yearning but gazing upon your face. Settle my settling place without closeness to you. Allay my worry but your repose. Cure my illness but your medicine. Eliminate my grief but your nearness. Heal my wound but your forgiveness. Remove the rust on my heart but your pardon. Banish the confusing thoughts from my chest but your command. يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق وأنا العبد الفقير وأنا غرامي أنتم وأنا
إلهنا ملك كل من ملك لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لك وللملك يا مولاي.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
الله لا إله إلا هو.